What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your morning boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your morning boost.
Good morning. Welcome to Your Morning Boost, a daily podcast dedicated to fueling our collective leadership journey together. Hey, we're kicking off a brand new week, Monday, November 3rd, and this entire week is our monthly dive into the Fitting Five newsletter from our partners at Grundmeier Leader Services. These articles give us invaluable insight into some current educational trends, and we're starting with one that hits us hard. That's the impact of high staff turnover on student discipline. That's right. We are going to deep dive into the K-12 Dive article, Teacher Turnover Contributes to Suspensions and Referrals, study finds. It points to a tough truth. When experienced teachers leave, we lose the key student-teacher relationships and consistency needed in classrooms. This breakdown drives up student discipline problems, and it's not just a staffing issue. It's a direct threat to our school culture. The study confirms that the rise in discipline isn't just because new teachers lack management skills. It's a systemic problem caused by losing two crucial things: strong relationships or relational capital, and consistent rules or procedural consistency. Students, especially those dealing with trauma or unstable home lives, rely on predictability and trust. When the adult who knows their story leaves, the one who understands why they might be acting out or what their nonverbal cues mean in the first place, that trust vanishes. If discipline then shifts from room to room because new staff haven't built shared expectations, confusion drives conflict, and we see this immediate spike in office referrals. So how do we use our time, our training, and our culture, the non-budgetary resources we have, to interrupt this cycle? First, we must focus on structural consistency. This means making sure classroom management isn't just dependent on how experienced a single teacher is. We need a uniform tier one behavioral strategy that every adult uses every single day. My advice here is to lock in our expectations and rules so they don't change just because a new teacher walks in. This starts with implementing a single, non-negotiable set of maybe 3 to 5 universal expectations that everyone can believe in and everyone can follow. Simple rules. They can be things like be respectful, be responsible, and be ready. These are taught, they're reinforced, and they need to be done so identically in every classroom and common area, really, with no exceptions. Next, we need to solidify our discipline process. This means developing a simple visual consequence flowchart and training everyone on it. The first, second, and third minor disruption needs the same predictable response, but that response must be focused on learning and restoration, not just punishment. This consistency, where the consequence is a predictable chance to reflect on the impact of their behavior and to repair any harm is done, is what restores a crucial sense of predictability and safety for our students, especially those who need it most. Now, next, we also must prioritize cultural resilience through relational duty. If we're losing staff, the remaining team has to immediately step up and double down on connection. This is an all-hands-on-deck effort, and we must do so to rebuild the lost relationships that come from our lost colleagues. This means we as leaders must mandate and protect time for proactive relational check-ins. My advice is to carve out maybe the first 5 minutes of every class for a brief non-academic connection, or require teachers to make a daily positive contact with five specific students, maybe ones who frequently struggle. This builds up a connection account before a problem ever happens. In the end, we must also think about developing some high-leverage peer mentorship. Maybe the focus on this mentorship is entirely on relationship strategies and behavioral support, not just curriculum pacing for our new staff members. Pair new teachers specifically with those veterans who have the lowest referral rates. We call them our hidden MVPs. It helps show them exactly how to prevent conflict through these strong, genuine connections. By investing heavily in these three areas, uniform behavioral expectations, protected time for relational duty, and high leverage peer support, we create a leadership structure that's resilient to turnover, stabilizing the school's culture for students. And in the end, this will help keep teachers focused on instruction, not just behavior management. This is a tough reality, and it's one we're going to have to face today. This link between high teacher turnover and increased disciplinary action is undeniable. The solution needs us to work on keeping staff and making sure behavior is handled consistently. That's the mission we share. Join us again tomorrow when we dive into the EdWeek article exploring the link between kids' social media use and lower reading and memory scores. But again, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll be back here again as we talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.